This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Democrats opened their national convention Monday night, a four-day virtual affair amid a coronavirus pandemic they hope will push former Vice President Joe Biden to victory over U.S. President Donald Trump in a November election. During his own campaign stop in Minnesota, President Trump ridiculed the pre-taped Democratic speech, saying there's nothing very exciting about it. On Thursday, Biden is expected to accept the nomination in his home state of Delaware with only aides and political advisors present. Next week, Republicans plan to hold a similar event with limited convention activity in Charlotte, North Carolina. Mr. Trump plans to make his acceptance speech from the White House. Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch on Monday said that more than a dozen U.S. states are expected to file lawsuits this week against the Trump administration's cuts at the U.S. Postal Service that could delay mail-in ballots in November's presidential election. He said between 15 and 20 attorneys general are reviewing legal arguments for one or more lawsuits. President Trump told reporters Monday that he is not trying to undermine the Postal Service's ability to handle mail-in ballots. The Food and Drug Administration is warning about potential issues with the widely used test for coronavirus that can lead to false results. The regulators flagged the issues to doctors and lab technicians working with a popular test from Thermo Fisher. The warnings come nearly a month after health officials in the state of Connecticut warned that the test had delivered false positive results to at least 90 people tested for the virus. The FDA then said on Monday that lab technicians working with the test must now follow updated instructions and use new software that's now provided by Thermo Fisher to ensure more accurate results. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.